management. If you want a free analysis on your website to show you where your traffic's coming from, you don't have to give them any information. They'll do it for you for free, and then they'll send it to you. And you can it's a really great breakdown of the information so that you can better adjust what you're doing. So that'll bring more traffic in if you need it. And then if you need to eliminate those credit card processing fees and all of that, they can do that too. Go Evolve KC for more information. And I'd like to thank our second sponsor, Dr. Von Lawrence from Spirit of Health, a complete wellness center. Doctor is in the studio now. So do you want to do the introduction or do you want me to do it?
I can do it.
Okay.
Yeah. So as Brian mentioned, we're a full service wellness center. We do consultations. We work with people with chronic illness and all different types of health concerns. We have multiple practitioners. We do lab testing to get to the root cause of your illness and actually give you solutions to get better and ideally get off of pharmaceutical drugs. That's always one of our goals because healthy people don't need the pharmaceutical drugs. We have a retail store. We got vitamins, minerals, supplements, about 3,000 products. We have over 200 bulk herbs that are all organic or wildcrafted. We have a Pilates studio and a dance studio that my wife started. We have a full therapies department where we do sauna, ion detox foot bath, lymph vibration machines, PEMF therapy. We have a Rife machine. We have a Gallen house that does lymphatic massage. I think about covered it.
You know what? I need to go through that last list of all those machines
therapies.
And everything that you have in there. Other than that, I've got the intro down
every day. You do. So you've done it enough.
I've done it, but I do have to get that in there too because some of those things are really good, like that foot bath you mentioned. So that would be really good, and it works. You've seen some real success.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we've talked about it in past shows, but it really does work to detox the lymphatic system.
Yeah, you've seen the water, how it changes color.
You can see it in the water, you bet.
That's amazing. But that's toxins in the body that are leaving the body.
Mm-hmm.
But today we are going to talk about different kinds of supplements and vitamins and mineral deficiencies and what you should be looking for. And what the difference between all of these are. But before we get into that, I'm going to answer some of your questions from our last show, which we got flooded with comments.
Awesome.
So we were talking about processed food, and we got flooded. And yesterday, Dylan, I don't know if you've seen that, but have you seen the vulture? So he's seen the vulture.
Yeah.
So we were talking about processed foods, and then I was talking with another guest who came in a few days after that, and this huge vulture ran across the thing. And I was it could be a sign. But I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we are going to dive in with Spirit of Health and Dr. Vaughn. We'll be right back.
Empower. Pete's back on the links with all new golf clubs and hopefully less swearing.
Dang! Sliced it.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money so he can be a little bad.
Heads up!
Oof. Talent sold separately.
Guy said these were slice-proof.
At least he has money for lessons. Invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? The playoff push is heating up, tournament hoops are here, and if you're watching games anyway, you've got to check out Prize Picks, where it always feels good to be right. I started using Prize Picks, and honestly, I wish I had started even sooner. It is super simple. You just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections, and then you can build lineups across all kinds of sports. Basketball, baseball, even mix multiple sports in one lineup. What makes it even better is the new features, like early payouts, where if your player gets off to a hot start, you can lock in winnings early. And this social feature is great too. You can follow people, copy lineups, or share your own picks with friends. It just makes watching games way more fun because now every play actually matters. Download the PrizePicks app today. Use the code ROME to get a $50 bonus credit in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code ROME to get a $50 bonus credit in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. PrizePicks. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Whoa, Liberty Mutual customized this song for you. Whoa, like your car insurance, it's custom to, yeah. Liberty Mutual's got the coverage that could save you money. Thanks to Doug and Limu. Well, now you can go and take that cruise. Liberty, 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 yeah.
At Free State Gun Company, you're more than just a customer. You're part of our community. Whether you're shopping for your very first firearm, looking for the perfect accessory, or just need some expert advice, our team is ready and willing to help. We take pride in creating a store where you'll feel comfortable, supported, and confident in your choices. Stop by and see us at 16635 Midland Drive in Shawnee, or visit us online at freestateguncompany.com. That's freestateguncompany.com. Free State Gun Company, your partner in responsible shooting sports.
Welcome back to This is Kansas City, and we have Spirit of Health, Dr. Von Lawrence. Spirit of Health, Complete Wellness Center, 5901 Main Street in Grandview, Missouri. You can call them at 816-492-5648 or spiritofhealthkc.com. Now, you mentioned all the retail stores, but you can also stay in your home and order all of the products that you have online.
Everything's online, yep.
Everything's online. Mm-hmm. So if you need some questions answered, your staff is very well trained.
Yep.
So they can kind of guide you or help you out.
Yeah, you can call the store. You can even email store@spiritofhealthkc.com.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would encourage everybody to do that, especially after our conversation for today. Last time Dr. Von was on the show is about 2 weeks ago, I think, and we talked about preservatives.
Foods. Yeah.
Processed foods, preservatives, all that kind of stuff. And I know we got a huge reaction, and a lot of people, I got flooded with emails. We are streaming. This is KansasCity.com. Listen live button. You can listen anywhere you are. But if you do want to send in a comment, make sure to go to the bottom of that homepage and you can just send in a comment. It doesn't matter. You can be anonymous or you can just put your first name and we will get those questions answered. I've got a 4-part question on our last show.
Okay.
Not 4 parts, 4 questions.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I wanted, because most of these were comments, like, I'm never feeding my children chicken nuggets again.
All right.
Which is, that's all right. We're not saying you can't eat them. We're just saying we want to make you aware, right?
Right.
Right.
It's everybody has a choice, right?
Everybody has a choice.
Yep.
So this is what's going into your body. One guy, his name was Joe, he said he watched the video.
Okay, he actually pulled it up and watched the video of how chicken nuggets are made. I'm telling you, anybody does that, and if you eat chicken nuggets after watching that video, then
you'll be.
I don't know, I guess you have a death wish, I don't know.
you'll be sick. He also then commented back, I watched the video on deli meats.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the same thing.
Right.
They make those the same way.
Yep. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh. These are the questions, though. is salt and sugar substitutes okay to eat instead of refined bleach, sugar, and salt?
Yeah, well, you definitely want to eat whole foods, and that would include salt. So there's a whole history behind iodized salt. We don't need to get into that, but it was never meant for human consumption. It's a process of industry. So think of like Morton iodized salt that never should have been consumed by humans. Salt in its whole form would be like sea salt or Himalayan pink salt. It has over 80 naturally occurring minerals. People all throughout human history have eaten salt, used it for preservatives, seasoned their food. Nothing wrong with that. A good chef would use lots of salt, right? But you don't want to use iodized salt. It is poisonous because it's completely stripped of all its minerals besides sodium. So that's why it's dangerous. It causes major imbalances. Sugar, same thing. It's not like people haven't been eating sugar forever. I mean, you go back 150 years, everybody was eating sugar and smoking, but nobody had health problems. So there's a lot of other issues in our world today, and sugar should be honey and it should be maple syrup. And people used, you know, cane sugar if it was available. And so again, it just goes back to like, let's eat real food, you know, and stop eating, you know, the processed white flour, white sugar. I mean, one of the best books I ever read, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration by Dr. Weston A. Price, written in the early 1920s. What he noticed was teeth problems, cavities, root canals, changes in jaw structure where people's faces are narrowing and now they don't have room for all their teeth to come in. This started early 1900s. This started at the exact same time they started processing food and making white flour and white sugar because of the massive nutritional deficiencies that actually started changing bone structure, changing facial structure, and the epidemic of disease from processed foods began at that time in the early 1920s. And Dr. Weston A. Price documented all of this in his book.
And that was from the refined.
That was from processing and taking all the nutrients out of grain and taking all the nutrients out of sugar so that it will sit on the shelf for months and months and months and the companies won't lose profits from spoilage. That's the processed food industry.
And you can find the cane sugar.
Oh, yeah.
It's brown.
I mean, we make stuff at home, but we use mostly honey and maple syrup.
Yeah, yeah. And you could use that.
You don't need anything else.
No,
really.
But you can also find the cane sugar.
You can.
Is my point.
Yeah.
And it's a brown sugar. Mm-hmm. It's not bleached.
Shouldn't
or
be
anything.
White. Right.
No.
Exactly.
And then like monk fruit and mm-hmm. things like that.
Yep.
That's not bad, is
nope.
it?
No, monk fruit's not bad.
Natural.
Turbinado sugar. I mean, there's all different kinds of sugars and sweeteners out there.
Okay, but
stevia.
Not like the
you know, but
equal and stuff.
Oh, no, that stuff's chemicals.
Chemicals.
Yeah, aspartame and saccharin and all that. Those are actual chemicals. Those are man-made chemicals made in a laboratory by a guy in a white coat. Like, that's as far from God-given as possible. So you've got to stay away from that stuff.
As a disclaimer, I want to say that it's best to consult a healthcare professional like yourself for blood tests to determine specific nutrient deficiencies and things.
Yes, we can check for all that.
Okay.
Yeah. We can check with blood work. You can find all your nutritional deficiencies very easily.
All right, second question. What if you see minimally processed, like Hebrew National hot dogs? Right on the front of the package, it says minimally processed.
I guess what I would say is I don't know the answer to what that means. All I would say is I know that marketing is very, very, very good at fooling people, and the standards are pretty lax. So, you know, you can put all natural on anything. It doesn't mean squat. So those labels don't really mean anything. USDA organic, USDA organic has some standards. There are some things that have some level of standards, but naturally raised, all natural, like that's all just jargon. It's all marketing jargon with zero standards whatsoever. So I guess I'd go back to like, look at the ingredients. One, two, check out the company. Look at the reviews, see what people are saying online, ask AI, call the company. Like, you know, you want to know what's going in your body and hopefully your children's body to know if it's actually good quality, but don't blindly trust some marketing label on the package.
I think this guy was looking forward to cooking out.
I know. I know. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
The third question, ultra processed is bad, and I understand that, but what's the alternative to items like cereal? Kids love cereal.
So who invented cereal?
Kellogg's and Post.
Yeah, and not only did they invent cereal, they invented breakfast. And they invented it as the most important meal of the day.
Pop-Tarts.
It's marketing. Go around the rest of the world, see what they eat for breakfast. See if they even eat breakfast. Okay?
Mostly a coffee.
America's messed up. And it's all because we've all been completely just hoodwinked by large corporations. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Cereal, get your fiber, get your iron. It's fortified, blah, 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 blah. Right? Like now, how many 70, 80 years it took us to realize that like we've just been totally like mass deceived by these marketing companies, right? So there's nothing wrong with eating breakfast, but eat some fruit, have a juice, eat some yogurt, like eat something light.
Have some scrambled
eat
eggs.
Eat something clean. You don't need processed grains with sugar and artificial flavors and colors and Larky. I mean, I grew up on Lucky Charms and Fruit Loops and Count Chocula and Captain Crunch and blah, blah, blah. Again, it's all junk. And isn't it interesting that when you go in the grocery store, it's all eye level of a, you know, 7-8-year-old when they're walking down the aisle and they have these colorful cartoon characters on it. So they scream and yell at the parents to buy it and the parents finally give in. Right. Again, it's all marketing. So
free toys.
Just stop falling for all that. Right. Like think for yourself.
Right. So your kid has been like indoctrinated because
exactly.
If you watch all of the commercials, they're kid driven.
Totally. Tony the Tiger, they're great. You know, tricks are for kids, right? Like on and on down the list. Like it's all marketing to children. It's all bright colors. It's all cartoon characters. None of it's good for you. It's all profiting millions of dollars to these giant food companies doing zero for your health. Now, if you want to eat something for breakfast, like just eat oatmeal.
Oatmeal's fine.
Well, it's oats. Look, that's food.
When I crack two eggs and make scrambled eggs, I know it's not processed.
Exactly.
It's an egg.
Exactly. Again, eat eggs. Eat oatmeal. Eat yogurt. Eat fruit. Just eat regular food. Don't eat Pop-Tarts and bagels and cereal and I don't know what else. Just all the weird Eggo, my Lego waffles, whatever. Like just all
it
the
might,
weird stuff out there, right?
It might take your child a little bit to get over it, but the taste buds will change.
Totally. I mean, my kids, you know, how many times have they had cereal in 10 years? You know, a few?
Yeah.
Once in a while, right? Like it's just super
I
rare.
I used to eat Captain Crunch.
Oh.
With those horrible crunch berries.
Oh, I had all. My favorite was Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I can remember the commercial. Like those jingles, right? Cinnamon and sugar, we're baking up a bunch. We had homemade taste into cinnamon. Toast Crunch, right? Like those things stick in your head. It's marketing.
Speaking of yogurt, even yogurt is processed. It seems this is a question.
Yeah.
Even yogurt is processed. It seems like everything is processed. We both work and we have to feed the kids when we get home. Any easy ideas? Question mark.
So, I don't want to get this wrong, so I don't want to say a brand name, but I know that there's a yogurt company being sued right now in a class action lawsuit because of the toxic, dangerous chemicals they've been putting in their yogurt for years. I think it's Danone, but you could look that up. My point is that people have been making yogurt for thousands of years, but on small farms and culturing their own yogurt. You can still go to a farmer's market. You can still find local farmers who make yogurt and who make kefir. Whole Foods is expensive. I jokingly call it whole paycheck. I'll spend a little bit more money for quality food. You can buy straight Bulgarian yogurt with it's just yogurt with the cultures in it, the probiotics. There's no sugar. There's nothing else added. So you can buy plain yogurt. And so not everything is necessarily processed, but if it's Dannon, if it's Yoplait, it's, I don't even know
it's
the
got
names
the fruit
of all the
in the bottom.
Yeah, just they add so much sugar and chemicals and preservatives. That stuff's all junk. But you can buy plain yogurt. Shop at Costco. That's what we do. I mean, get it from a local farmer or a farmer's market. Buy in bulk at Costco. There is yogurt there that's literally just whole milk.
That's what I get for my mother.
And probiotics. That's it.
I
no,
just
no
get
added
her that,
sugar.
That Greek yogurt.
Right. So what we do is we buy plain yogurt and we put berries in it.
That's what she does.
And a little honey.
That's what she doesn't put the honey. She puts
that's
berries
it.
In it.
That's it.
And then she puts like strawberries and blueberries and that kind of stuff.
And you know what's
in.
Funny is my wife will not eat sugared yogurt. She likes plain yogurt. She likes the taste. Like, we're supposed to like things that are sour and bitter and have different flavors. But we've all been, our taste buds are all so sweet focused that everything's so sweet. It's just gross these days.
Again, we've been indoctrinated.
Right. We won't eat it unless it's sweet. But like real sour yogurt actually tastes really, really good if your taste buds aren't totally messed up.
And again, your taste buds will come around.
They will change, yeah.
So, I mean,
you right, stop eating excessive amounts of sweet things, your taste buds absolutely will change.
I make my own food every day, but I do have a radio program where I have to go out to restaurants and they bring out food and,
right.
and all of that. And I do take a couple of bites of it and everything. But, boy, I can tell all of the seasonings and everything that goes into that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, okay, well, that was the questions from our show a couple of weeks ago. Now, keep your questions coming in, and today's show is going to focus on vitamins, key vitamins, and mineral deficiencies. And I ran a list of the most common. You might know more.
Okay.
You might know, I know you know a lot more than I do, but just to get this out of the way, I wanted to find out, is it true or is it not true that you have to take zinc with magnesium or your body will not process it?
Yes and no. I don't love taking isolated minerals by themselves because they will interfere with the absorption of other nutrients. So, in other words, you should take a multivitamin, like we have a liquid one called pH Balancer. That's what I recommend to everybody. It's kind of got everything in it, all your vitamins, minerals. It's basically like a multivitamin, but it's in a liquid form, and it's going to have zinc and magnesium and all these different minerals. You do not want to take zinc by itself. I totally agree. You want to take like a magnesium, zinc, D3, you know, combo type of a product, or better yet, you would actually get it from food. And so again, that's the challenge, is that people aren't eating foods and getting their nutrients out of foods, and therefore we're relying on supplements. And so I sometimes give people multivitamins and stuff like that. I almost never give somebody zinc. It's very, very, very rare. And I usually recommend whole food-based supplements. So you can take supplements that are actually food. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but
do you want an example? Beef liver capsules.
Okay.
Right? That's a
You mean it's a capsule?
Correct. It's still a supplement, but it's a food. It's beef liver capsules. Right? Okay. What did grandparents, go back to the 30s, 40s, and 50s, what did every grandparent make their children eat?
Cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil and liver.
Yeah.
Like liver and onions. They'd cook liver and onions.
I actually liked it.
Yeah. So that's when they were smart, and that's when they had things figured out. And you know what my top absolute favorite supplements are to give to anybody? Cod liver oil and beef liver capsules, because they're superfoods, and they have every, you want zinc, it's in beef liver. You want magnesium, it's in beef liver. You want iron, you want B vitamins, it's all in beef liver.
Do you sell that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I recommend beef liver capsules to most everybody I work with.
I've never heard of that before.
Oh, well, there you go.
You could eat beef liver.
You can eat beef liver, or you can take it in capsule form, because not everybody's going to eat beef liver.
Right, right. it's delicious.
And that's
so,
okay.
With those onions on it.
Yeah.
There was a
kids
restaurant.
Today probably aren't going to be eating a lot of liver. So
I did when I was young. I was strange.
Yeah,
wasn't
things
I?
Have changed, man. I tell you.
I know. Okay, now, these are the key vitamins and mineral deficiencies that I found. And again, you probably know more. Number one that comes up is vitamin D.
I would not agree.
Okay, it said that cited most common deficiencies with over 40% of America is affected. It is rarely found in foods, leading to deficiencies, especially those with limited sun exposure.
Okay, let me tell you, we can get into magnesium later. Absolutely no question in my mind, magnesium is the number one chronic deficiency in the human population, period.
Okay.
Absolutely magnesium, no ifs, ands, or buts. And this is just looking at thousands of lab tests.
Okay.
Thousands of lab tests. 9 out of 10 people are going to be deficient in magnesium. And I'd say vitamin D probably is a close second. I'd say 7 out of 10 people are low in vitamin D. Let me tell you the vitamin D nightmare in America right now. You ready?
Ready.
Vitamin D comes from what? Primary source.
Plant? Oh, the sun.
The sun. Vitamin D comes from the sun, right?
Right.
What are we told to avoid?
The sun.
The sun, because it causes cancer, right?
Right.
So that's problem number one. Problem number two, what in the human body must you have the amount or the right amount of, and it have to be healthy for you to synthesize vitamin D properly? Probably don't know this answer, so I'm going to tell you. It's cholesterol. You cannot make vitamin D in the human body without cholesterol. What's the number one prescribed classification of medication in America?
Cholesterol medication.
Statin drugs.
Right.
Which does what? Stops your cholesterol production.
Yes.
Okay? So call me a conspiracy theorist, but our medical system is destroying us. Right? We're taking statin drugs. We're stopping cholesterol production. We can't make hormones anymore. All steroid hormones are produced from cholesterol. We're told to avoid eggs, take statin drugs, and stay out of the sun. What a nightmare for human health. Like, we're wondering why we have chronic illness and disease and cancer and, like, rapidly rising diseases, where go back even 40 years, nobody was scared of eating eggs. Nobody was scared of getting in the sun. Like, what on earth is happening? And it's all the lies and the deception of the medical industry. So people, a lot of people don't know vitamin D is a hormone. It's not a vitamin. It's a hormone, and it's produced by cholesterol. And you can't make it without cholesterol, and you can't make it without getting in the sun. So what's my advice? Whatever mainstream medicine is saying, do the opposite. Seriously. That's the wisdom that you have to be considering right now. Eat eggs. They're good for you. Don't take statin drugs. They destroy your cholesterol. Get in the sun. It's crucial to human health. No plant, no animal, nothing can survive on this planet without sun. It is ridiculous that we're avoiding the sun.
A salamander that lives deep in caves.
Yeah, yeah. That's the half of the 1%, right?
Yes. But
there's a reason they look the way they do.
Yes, they're not the most attractive. They're translucent.
Right.
But when we get back from this break, I want to ask you a follow-up question. Is it okay to wear, think about this at break, is it okay to wear, do you still get vitamin D from the sun if you have sunscreen on?
Okay.
Don't answer it now.
Okay.
We'll be right back on This is Kansas City.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Pack full of features with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Come on, guys. No cleats on the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603, 562-314-4603 for more details.
Spring means warmer weather, blooming flowers, and a whole lot of pollen. Don't let your automobile turn into a pollen mobile. Stop by Tidal Wave Auto Spa for a top-of-the-line wash starting at just $15. In no time, you'll be driving away with that clean car happy feeling and a brilliant shine. Plus, every wash includes free vacuums, microfiber towels, and interior cleaning spray to keep your whole car looking its best. Tidal Wave Auto Spa makes it fast and easy. Find a location near you at TidalWaveAutoSpa.com.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
In Kansas City, legends aren't just born. They're grilled. Since 1960, Paul's Drive-In has been serving up real-deal smash burgers made with fresh, never-frozen beef and crispy golden onion rings that are the stuff of cravings. And whether you're a big boy regular or a first-timer, come see why Paul's was voted best burger in KC 2 years in a row. And then finish it off with a swirl of soft serve and call it the perfect day. Paul's Drive-In, where tradition meets taste. Visit paulsdriveinkc.com.
Welcome back to This is Kansas City. We are joined in studio with Dr. Bond from Spirit of Health. They're located right out off of 49 Highway, 5901 Main Street, Grandview, Missouri. You can take Main Street or you can go 49 when you get off the exit. They're, I think, two buildings down, and you can't miss it. It's right on Main Street. And you can find all the products we've been talking about at spiritofhealthkc.com for more information. All right, second vitamin deficiency. Anything? Oh, question.
You're asking about the
question.
Sunscreen.
Yes, the sunscreen.
Right.
Do you still get the absorption?
So the answer is no, but I do. I want to make a point here. Look up the incidence and the rates of skin cancer pre-1970. Look at when sunscreen came on the market. Now look at the prevalence of skin cancer.
I have it.
Yeah. Skin cancer went through the roof when sunscreen companies came on the market and started massively promoting everybody to take sunscreen. So here's the truth. Sunscreen causes the cancer, not the sun.
Really?
Sunscreen is full of chemicals. The sun is strong. It's powerful. You're putting toxic chemicals on your skin, and then you're baking the chemicals into your skin via the sun.
I told you, okay.
And we're blaming the sun for the cancer. It's outrageous. Look at the statistics. Look when sunscreen came on the market. Look at the rates of skin cancer. Look at the rates of skin cancer pre-1970. Almost non-existent.
Did we know what skin cancer was back then?
Well, that's always the medical question. Oh, we didn't know what it was back then. Oh, we didn't know what autism was back then. Oh, we didn't know what XYZ was back then. There's been thousands of medical books written every century, 1700s, 1800s, 1900s. Trust me, if there was prevalence of skin cancer, doctors would have been writing about it. It wasn't there.
It is, I told you at break that if I go out in the sun with my complexion and all of that, plus I do have skin cancer.
Right.
But if I go out in the sun and take an hour walk, I get really red, really burned.
Right.
And you said that was because of?
It's because of your internal health. It's a lack of antioxidants. We've heard of oxidative stress, oxidative damage. We've heard this term antioxidants. Antioxidants were popular in the 1980s. This term antioxidants isn't anything new, but it's true. The level of antioxidants you have in your body allows you to be able to, in a healthy way, absorb sunlight and absorb the sun and utilize it in a healthy way, the way we were designed. A lack of antioxidants and poor internal health will cause your skin to burn because there's no protection. It's not about whether the sun is good or bad. It's whether your body can handle it or not.
So you told me to get a product that you carry called BioAstin.
Right. BioAstin is a red algae, Hawaiian astaxanthin. I've been talking about this in videos for 15 years now. If you take it on a regular basis, you will tan. You will not burn. You will absorb the sun. Here's the argument. I've said this many times. I feel like I need to say it again. Do we believe God and his creation? Do we believe the sun is good? Do we believe all life on this planet can't live without the sun? Do we believe we're designed to absorb light? If you want to question that, then I ask you, why, when you get in the sun more, does melanin on your skin, your pigment, change and your pigment gets darker so that you can absorb more and more sun and you get darker and darker and darker and darker? And it's because we're designed to absorb light by our creator.
So this BioAstin that you have, is that a pill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just a capsule. I mean, antioxidants. Berries are full of antioxidants. But it's all kinds of things.
I eat all the good food, but right. I probably need more.
Yeah, and you need a higher level of antioxidants. You're probably just deficient.
Right.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my second one on the list, and you don't have vitamin B12. Frequently affects vegetarians, vegans, older adults, up to 20% of older adults, leading to nerve issues and anemia.
Yeah, it's true.
It is?
Yeah, pernicious anemia is B12 deficiency. I mean, you think iron deficient anemia, pernicious anemia, that's B12. Beef liver capsules. Vegetarians and vegans might not take beef liver capsules, but so here's the highest sources of B vitamins in a food. Beef liver capsules, all the bee products, bee pollen and royal jelly are loaded in B vitamins. Nutritional yeast, if you've heard of that, or torula yeast. We use nutritional yeast on popcorn. We put it on spaghetti.
Well, you just sprinkle it?
You just sprinkle it on, like cheese.
What's it taste like?
It tastes nutty. It tastes cheesy. It's nutritional yeast. It's okay. Loaded in vitamins. Loaded in B vitamins. Rice bran solubles. Actually, the highest source of B vitamins in a food is actually in rice.
Really?
And think about Asian cultures. They eat rice all the
time. Even white rice?
Like every day. I don't know about white rice. Honestly, don't know that. Probably. If it's like a real, like a jasmine rice, like not a processed stripped rice.
Right.
But jasmine rice is naturally white, so I don't think that would be an issue.
And I get my rice from Minnesota, which is the wild rice.
Yeah, it would probably have lots of B12 in it.
Okay.
Yeah. So all those foods and your green leafy vegetables, of course, have some as well. But really, meat does have the highest source of B vitamins, but specifically beef liver is the highest source.
Okay.
And so if you want to be a vegetarian or vegan, fine. But I don't know, maybe take beef liver capsules. Like, is it really that big of a deal? I don't know. Maybe it is for some of them. I don't know. I've never been a vegetarian, so I don't know.
I don't know. I heard there was a B12 or B vitamins in broccoli also.
Yeah, in vegetables, in green leafy vegetables, there's definitely B vitamins. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that includes like even spinach, collard greens,
yes.
All kinds of...
All of those will have some B vitamins in it. But probably not enough. And if you do lab testing on vegans and vegetarians, they're usually pretty chronically deficient in B12 and other vitamins. So
Yeah. Okay. B12. Again, I have
Where's magnesium on the list? Magnesium's number one for me. You haven't even mentioned it yet.
That's the next one.
Is it the third one? Okay.
Magnesium.
Yeah. Chronic deficiency. And so... People are like, oh, I take magnesium every day and my magnesium's low. So it's a chronic deficiency. Every muscle tissue in the body needs it. Here's the problem. Coffee strips magnesium out of the body. All pharmaceutical drugs strip magnesium out of the body. Stress. Like, think about the American lifestyle, how stressed out everybody is. Stress depletes magnesium. So really, everything we're doing depletes magnesium. So everybody's chronically deficient. If you were to say, like, what's the one thing I should supplement if I'm only going to do one thing, I would say magnesium 100%.
There's so many different kinds of magnesium. How do you know which one's right?
That's a good question. I mean, we've talked about some supplements in the past in our store. I like the Magnesium ER. It's seven different forms of absorbable magnesium, because in food, it's going to come in different forms because the magnesium is always bound to something else. But I'd say the most absorbable form, my favorite form, is magnesium chloride, which I recommend people do foot baths in magnesium chloride before bed. You can rub magnesium chloride on your feet, on your neck, on any sore muscles, anything like that. So I like magnesium chloride topically.
Is that the liquid?
It's liquid. The way you take magnesium chloride in a supplement form is Ocean Minerals. So the one I have is called Bi-Ocean, B-I-Ocean. And it's really, really high in magnesium chloride, and it's straight from an ocean source, so it's really clean. They just evaporate out the sodium. The other form of magnesium that's really popular is magnesium glycinate. So if you're going to supplement magnesium, maybe do magnesium glycinate or like a magnesium chloride. And when I lab test somebody and they're super low in magnesium, like say their magnesium is like 1.9, 2.0, 2.2 is like the low end, right? So people are like 1.8, 1.9. I have them take two different magnesium supplements. I have them rub magnesium oil on their body. I have them do magnesium oil foot soaks. And then if they ever take a bath, take a magnesium bath. Like, that's how badly people need magnesium. And it's very, very hard to get it increased in the blood because every part of the body needs it.
And so the foot baths, which would be nice, and it's relaxing too.
Very relaxing, very helpful for sleep. It'll help people sleep better, sleep deeper. A lot of times people can't wind down at night or can't turn off their brain, and it can be magnesium deficiency.
And you sell those foot baths, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you can go over there and you can get everything.
Yes, you can buy like a whole gallon of the magnesium oil.
Okay.
Yeah, for the foot soaks.
And you just put it in there when you get home.
There's instructions right on the bottle.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, that's what.
So yeah, for me, I'd say magnesium number one, vitamin D number two, and then B vitamins number three. I wouldn't just say B12; I say B vitamins. Everybody focuses on B12, but it's all the B vitamins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next one on the list is vitamin. Well, I don't know if we have time. Let me check here. Oh, we got 2 minutes. So, next one on the list is vitamin A. Identifying the most common deficiencies were identified as the most common deficiency worldwide, causing significant health issues in developing areas.
Okay, so what did Grandma and Grandpa torture you with in the 40s and the 50s?
Don't say
you already said it.
Cod liver oil.
It is the highest source of vitamin A and vitamin D in a food.
And you just take a spoonful of it.
Yeah, vitamin A and vitamin D. Cod liver oil. Cod liver oil, cod liver oil, cod liver. Everybody should take cod liver oil.
Where
no reason
do you buy
not
it
to.
Now?
At our store.
Oh.
No reason not to.
Okay.
Absolutely. And in today's world of chronic deficiencies, eyesight problems, vitamin A. Okay, where's vitamin A come from?
Carrot.
Beta carotene.
Okay.
Beta carotene, carrots. You want to know a source that's 39 times higher in beta carotene than carrots?
Cod liver oil.
Not cod liver oil.
Okay.
Spirulina.
What's that?
It's an algae.
Oh.
You can buy it in our store.
Really?
Yeah. So if you want to work on vitamin A, eat carrots, take spirulina, take cod liver oil. Problem solved.
And, okay.
It's all in food sources. It's all in herbs. It's all in the things God gave us. It's just we're chronically deficient in those things because we eat processed foods and we don't eat the good stuff anymore.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we are going to close out the show with Dr. Vaughn and Spirit of Health. We'll be right back.
When's the last time you've made it down to the beach to have the perfect seafood dinner? Come on down to Hook and Reel, just 15 minutes outside of downtown in Overland Park. We'll take good care of you. We've got the freshest seafood in Kansas City, from crab legs to shrimp to fresh mussels and clams, or some fresh shucked oysters. You can't make it to the beach for dinner? Come on down to Hook and Reel, 119th and Metcalf, 913-787-3660, hookandreel.com.
Do you want to increase your business sales in 30 days? We've developed a proven method to do just that. What if I told you that for less than $5 per day, you could increase your sales? You can with the help of KC Referral Network. KC Referral Network will promote and market your business on four of the most effective advertising platforms: radio, direct mail, digital marketing, and referral directory marketing. Get started today at saleskc.com. That's saleskc.com, and increase your business sales in 30 days. saleskc.com.
Meet the red-hot Kansas Jayhawk baseball players and coaches this Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Hogland Ballpark for an exclusive community event powered by The Good Game. It's your chance to get to know the team while exploring skill stations, trying fun drills, and enjoying games and activities. Snap photos, meet your favorite players, and get inspired by their leadership both on and off the field. Together, we're reinforcing the mission that good games create good futures. Tickets are $50. Sign up today at KUathletics.com.
Kansas City knows burgers, and Kansas City picked ours. Paul's Drive-In, voted best burger by the Kansas City Star in 2023 and 2024. That's not luck. That's fresh, never frozen beef, smashed hot and stacked right. Add award-winning soft serve and onion rings that slap, and you've got a KC icon. Family-owned, always fresh, still your neighborhood favorite. Paul's Drive-In. Check out the menu at paulsdriveinkc.com.
The hottest name in hot tubs just arrived at Family Leisure. We're proud to introduce Sundance Spas, an industry-exceeding name in luxury hydrotherapy, now available at Family Leisure in Olathe. Buy a Sundance Spa during our wellness event and choose a free infrared sauna or a free fire pit. Plus, spring savings are happening now on our 2026 collections of patio furniture, above-ground pools, and more. Upgrade your backyard today. Visit Family Leisure at K10 and Ridgeview in Olathe. The Sundance Wellness Sale is happening now. Don't miss it.
That's awesome.
Rising prices make it tough to run a business today. So if you're tired of spending so much money on credit card processing and wondered what happened to customer service, check out Evolve KC's point of sale solutions. They're available for restaurants and retail, and they turn daunting operations into a simple, streamlined process with local in-person customer service. You'll find them in Overland Park, and they're a local family business. Go to GoEvolveKC.com. That's GoEvolveKC.com. Time to start saving money with Evolve KC, your partner in today's business world.
Yeah, it's a good way to do it.
Welcome back to This is Kansas City. We've been joined by Spirit of Health and Dr. Vaughn, 5901 Main Street in Grandview, Missouri. SpiritofHealthKC.com. Any of the supplements we've been talking about, you can get online or go into the store. Mm-hmm. If you want. Can I get the cod liver on?
Oh, yeah.
Online?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Online.
Okay. Now, we have a couple more I want to get to.
Okay.
The next one on the list is iron.
Oh, iron. Wow.
Extremely common, particularly among women of childbearing age.
We should do a whole show on iron.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding. Okay. I'll give you a teaser. It shouldn't be on the deficiency list.
It should not.
Nobody's deficient in iron.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a chronic epidemic of anemia.
Yes.
And doctors are giving everybody iron.
But we shouldn't do that.
No, it's a nightmare. It's a total mistake.
Well, that's the teaser then.
That's
and
the
we
teaser.
Should do a show.
We should do a whole show on iron. Seriously, it is a big deal. It's a big problem.
Okay. All right. We
it's,
will.
It's one of the reasons we have so many chronic health problems today. It's one of the main causes of chronic kidney disease.
Okay,
it's the iron problem.
It causing anemia and fatigue, but the anemia is...
The iron's there.
The iron's there.
It's in your body. It's in your tissues.
Okay.
And we should talk about why you're not able to use it.
Well, let's save that for
let's
another
save it.
Show.
That'd be a okay. great show.
We'll save that yeah. one. And then they did separate out the B vitamins, so they list now B6, a significant percentage of America, nearly 13%, are deficient in vitamin B6, according to the Cleveland Clinic. Hmm.
And I don't know how we could be. I mean, B6 is pyridoxine. It's in animal foods. Eggs, beef liver, chicken, turkey, you know,
steak.
Beef, steak. Yeah, loaded in B6. So we shouldn't be deficient in B6. I don't know why, unless people just aren't absorbing things properly.
Well, that's what they said about B12 frequently with vegetarians and vegans.
Yeah, vegetarians and vegans maybe, but if you're eating beef, you know, beef, steak, eggs, things like that, most Americans are. So I don't know. I don't feel like, I do feel like that's one thing we still eat a decent amount of that's decent. If we can get decent quality meat, I mean, I think we're doing okay with that, with the B vitamins.
Okay.
But eat your eggs, right? Like, we're scared of eggs. They're high in cholesterol, blah, blah, blah.
They're not high in cholesterol.
That's a joke, right?
That is a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, they've already proven that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, don't listen to that.
I eat a lot of eggs.
You should.
So.
You totally should.
And then I also hard boil some, so if I'm looking for a snack,
yep.
You know, I eat the hard boiled egg. I don't.
I throw them raw in a smoothie.
Oh, you do?
Totally can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'd rather have a hard boiled egg than have chips.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Any day of the year.
Yeah.
The protein, the choline, the B vitamins, the amino acids. There's so many nutrients in eggs. It's like a super. Like, what are the best foods on the planet? All right, you didn't ask me that question. If you asked me that, what's the best food? Beef liver, right? Eggs, cod liver oil. Really? Like, if you ate those three things, like, you know, you'd be a different person.
Beef liver got a bad somewhere along the line.
Just because it tastes nasty.
I don't believe it does taste nasty.
Well, I know, but most people do. It's good for you. I don't think anybody thinks it's bad for you. I think people just don't think it tastes good. Take it in a capsule.
Okay.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
I'm going to make it.
Go for it. Start doing beef liver again.
Beef liver with those sauteed onions.
Yep.
Oh,
yep. Just like grandma used to do, man.
That's delicious.
Come on.
I was 7 and I loved it.
Yeah.
My brothers were like, don't eat that.
I ordered some beef organs from a friend of mine who has a farm out in Pennsylvania. And she sent me the heart, the cow heart. That thing was this big. It was bigger than my head. The whole heart.
Okay. We already... Let's not go there.
I'm telling you, beef organs, all cultures ate them. Nobody wasted food. Our grandparents ate them. Farmers ate them. Natives ate them. The organs were the most nutritious food. They gave it to the pregnant women. That's where the nutrients are. We've lost that.
I remember going in Europe. I can't remember where. I think it was Hungary or Germany, where they had this big stew, and it was just all organ.
Oh, they still eat a lot of organ meats over there. France,
yeah.
They eat tripe. They eat beef liver, foie gras, or whatever they call it.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
That. They still eat tons of organ meats over there.
We don't. But last one, because we don't have much time. Vitamin C, roughly 1 in 17 people in the U.S. are deficient, according to the Cleveland Clinic.
Yeah, I agree. Vitamin C is a big, big, big one. And I'll tell you, you should buy our Beyond Vitamin C powder in our store.
I take that.
Okay, it's called Beyond Vitamin C. Why? Look on the label. It does not say ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid is, it can be from genetically modified corn. It can be made from mold. Okay, you want to be really careful with ascorbic acid. You want a whole food vitamin C. So there's the four highest known sources of vitamin C in the entire world are camu camu berries, amla berry, acerola cherry, and rose hips. And that's the four ingredients in our Beyond Vitamin C powder. It's a whole food form. You're getting all the bioflavonoids, all the cofactors and the synergistic ingredients, the way God made it to make it absorb properly. It's a whole food-based vitamin C. There's no other way you should do it.
I heard that broccoli has more vitamin C in it than orange.
Yeah, broccoli is loaded in vitamin C. All your citrus fruit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all your citrus.
All your citrus. But if you want to supplement it, do the Beyond Vitamin C.
Beyond Vitamin C.
Yep.
I take that. So.
Yep.
All right, well, we've had a great show. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. On This Is Kansas City. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got some pretty little women there, and I'm going to get me one. Reading vines.